Around the world in recent weeks, many countries have been sweltering under heat waves. And of course, the energy that makes the Earth hot comes from the sun. But other than that, we know relatively little about our nearest star. It's a long way away, and temperatures in the millions of degrees mean we can't just land a probe there.
Instead, scientists build simulations to test their ideas about how the sun might operate, and then they compare the predictions of those computer models with real observations. And a team of scientists behind a paper out this week in the journal Science think they've got to the bottom of a phenomenon called solar spicules. These are long strands of high-energy plasma that get fired off into space at very high speed from the sun's surface.
Lucy Green wasn't involved with the study itself, but she does do similar research of her own at University College London, and she's been looking into this paper for us. Lucy, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I've read that these so-called solar spicules are ejected from the sun's surface at 60 miles per second and can reach lengths of something like 6,000 miles off the sun's surface. So what is going on to enable this to happen?
Well, I think it's worth sort of setting the scene that our sun is a ball of gas, and it's a ball of sort of seething and roiling gas. And the surface of the sun isn't a solid surface at all. It has a very, very low gas density. And actually, because of all this energy coming from the interior of the sun, the surface gas is moving around all the time. And within that, magnetic fields of the sun are also being moved around. So these spicules are being formed in a very, very dynamic part of the sun.
And what happens? Why do they suddenly just fire off like that?
Well, that's been a question that has been worked on for a long time. And that's sort of one of the findings of this paper, is to help us understand what mechanisms are at play. And so you need to be able to come up with a way that you can accelerate gas away from the surface of the sun, so against the sun's gravity. And at the same time, you need to be able to heat the gas. And spicules, the reason that spicules are so interesting and important for the sun is that they seem to be a way by which you can send hot gas into the atmosphere of the sun and do things like heat the corona to the millions of degrees that you mentioned and supply the mass for the solar wind. And what this paper has done is to be able to say, well, actually, there's a particular evolution of the magnetic field in the at the bottom of the spicules that can store tension and release tension in the magnetic field. So imagine the magnetic field as being like almost like a guitar string that has a tension. And when you release that, you can accelerate the plasma, a bit like sort of like a slingshot effect.
Oh, I see. And why didn't we really know much about this before? I imagine the sun, well, we're told not to look at it directly, aren't we? So I imagine it must be quite hard to study.
It is hard to study, and it's hard particularly in this layer of the sun's atmosphere lower down. And that's because the physics there is incredibly complex. And it's interesting to me because the upper atmosphere of the sun, the corona, we've focused on for a long time. And the lower layer that this paper is focusing on has sort of, I think, not perhaps received the focus, not because we're not interested in it, but because it's a really complex region. And so the plasma conditions there are very interesting. They're relatively high. The magnetic field evolves in very interesting ways. And so we've needed to sort of make this stepwise development in the physics to be able to get to the point where we can start to understand why spicules form. And the model that's been developed by this team is absolutely a world-class model and leading the way in our understanding.
They took data from NASA's spacecraft IRIS and a telescope and then put it all into this model. And my understanding is it took a year to run this model because it was so complicated. Now, the thing I want to ask you is, you're not involved in this study, so you're not biased. So can you just sort of sum up how important these studies are in terms of your field?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been an admirer of this model, this simulation, for a long time, and it's becoming more and more realistic. And I think it's the best model we have, and it's such an important area of the sun to understand, because the region of the sun that they're looking at is kind of the gateway to the atmosphere, and it regulates how mass and energy flow into the atmosphere of the sun. And what's been really important about this team is that they have right from the start recognized that when you launch a space mission, you need not only to have that data from the mission, but you also need to develop the model to go alongside it. So within your computer, you create the conditions as best you can, and then you make predictions about what the observations should show if you've got particular physical process is happening. And that allows you to test your physics models, constrain the models with the data. And I think the sort of working in parallel of the simulations and the data has been a big focus of the IRIS mission and a big focus of this team. And now it's really paying off.
That's really interesting. But what are the implications for us here on Earth?
I think when it comes to applying this knowledge to us here on the ground, really the link is between what the sun's doing and something that we call space weather. And I think that this study will help us understand more the science of space weather. And by that I mean understanding how the sun's atmosphere is varying over time. For example, the temperature of the atmosphere and the outflow of something called the solar wind. And it's the solar wind flowing towards the Earth that is a driver of a lot of the space weather that we receive. So I think this study is really about understanding and developing a much more detailed picture of how the plasma, the gas and the magnetic field in our local star evolves.
Lucy Green from University College London, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us.